I need to pee. As men get older, say older than 50, and certainly older than 60, peeing can, more and more, become a case of less and less. This is not to say that 60 is old. It's just that when you're 60, or 64 say, then anything less than 64 is by definition younger, and consequently, 64 is by definition older. But I digress. My point is that I don't pee like I used to. That is not to say that I pee less than I used to. In fact, I pee far more than I used to. It's just that I pee far less than I used to on a per-pee basis. My doctor has explained that this is caused by a condition called benign prostatic hyperplasia, or BPH. In layman's terms, your prostate gland swells up as if you had cancer, but you don't, or you hope you don't. It can be hard to tell. They can do a test called the PSA test, or prostate-specific antigen test, but it's often inconclusive. And supposedly, even if you do have prostate cancer but are old, which I am definitely not, even if not definitely young, the cancer can grow so slowly that you will probably die from something else first. A comforting thought. But my point is that I don't pee like I used to. There was a time, granted, many years ago, when I won peeing contests in the boys' room at Essex Junction Junior High. For those of you who may not have been boys or attended junior high school, the classic contest involved two or more boys peeing, starting out directly in front of a urinal, then moving slowly back, in sync, until one or more could no longer make the distance, or ran out of pee. The last man, or in this case boy, standing, or in this case peeing, and still making the distance, was the winner. I'm proud to say, if a little embarrassed, that I won far more often than not. But of course, I don't pee like I used to. Except on rare occasions. For some reason, every now and then, and I have no idea why, I can pee like a fifth grader, or seventh grader, if you need to be precise. The rare occasion is usually about 4 a.m. on my third or fourth trip to the bathroom in any given night, and it always takes me by surprise. I'll approach the john with the usual trepidation, anticipating a hesitant start and paltry flow, only to be surprised by a rapid commencement and flow approaching that of the good old days of bathroom victories. I do not deny these rare moments are cherished, and I must admit that at times I may have reveled, enjoying the easy and powerful flow of days gone by and triumphs garnered. I might even have succumbed to the inclination that boys, and many men, have of talking to their instruments of flow and other pleasures. I might even have said, or at least thought, "You go, big guy, show 'em how it's done." 3-1-2011.